He's saying, Abraham, I'm going to bless you so much till there be no measure. In other words, there's no human. It's human impossible. It's impossible human to measure how I'm going to bless you. And you said, that's Abraham. I'm so glad you brought up Abraham's name. Let's go a little further because we're going to. So this is what he told him. And verse 15 says, so Abraham did what? No, he ran off out there and started doing his own thing. Sarah, God, I don't know what he's talking about. That's what they started out doing. They messed around and got an Ishmael and it didn't work. And finally, Abraham said, God, Sarah, you know what? We better straighten ourselves up. This boy ain't what God promised. No. So Abraham waited patiently in faith and did what? Succeeded in seeing the promise fulfilled. God spoke to him 25 years later before the promise showed up, y'all. He said, Abram, get out of your father's house and get out of the land. Go to a place I'll show you. I'll make your father many nations. I'll bless you. But it was 25 years later before the promise. How many read the scripture? But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. How many of y'all read that scripture? How many of you been believing for a house? Car. How many of you believing for your health? And how many of you been believing for peace? But my God, this shall supply how much? All of your needs. Are y'all listening to me? According to his riches and glory, not according to what you got, and not according to what the bank has, but according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So Abraham waited patiently in faith and succeeded in seeing the promise fulfilled. 25 years later, 25 years later, Sarah, when she was young, you know, when they went down at Abimelech, took her to be his wife, and he couldn't go into it because the anointing was so strong. He finally found out, man, I'm about to mess up because I'm trying to take somebody else's wife. Amen. And God brought Abram out of that place, and he was rich. He was rich. Finally got him to the promised land. And God appeared to him and said, Abram, I'm Almighty God. Didn't he say it? Walk before me and be thou perfect. I'm going to make a covenant. You and I are going to cut a covenant. They cut the covenant. And this seed that he promised, he promised to give Abraham and Sarah. We'll get there in a minute. He said there's another seed. But this seed that I'm promising to start, because you tried to do Ishmael, and Ishmael won't cut it. So I'm going to give you a seed, because you, listen, you're dead, Sarah's dead, and two dead things can't make nothing live. But I told you, let's read on. Let me get, I don't want to get ahead of myself. He said, it It is very common for people to do what? Swear an oath by something greater than themselves. For the oath will what? Confirm their statement and end all dispute. See, God swore by two immutable things, King James said. He couldn't lie, and he could not fulfill his vow. He vowed, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you a son. He said, what did it have to do with me? That's where I'm going to. That's where we're driving it. Hallelujah. What did it have to do with you? What did it have to do with me? What did it have to do with us? All right. We're still in the passion, aren't we? So in that same way, God wanted to end all what? Doubt and confirm it. Even more, but forcefully, to those who would inherit his promises, his purpose was what? Unchangeable. See, when doubt shows up, culture, try to change what God said to you. Look at yourself. I want you to look down at yourself. You look at you, see yourself. You're so blessed that you don't even know how blessed you are. And God wants you living to discover how blessed you are. You're so blessed. God has blessed you so. You don't mind me using you, do you? You don't mind it, do you? God has blessed you so. You're so blessed. It's impossible for you to be stressed. And we take on stuff. Because our unrenewed mind talk us into it. Some neighbor down the street, some preacher standing up before you. You're so blessed. The stress should have no place in you. Unchangeable. So God added, what did he add to the unchangeable? So God added his vow to the promise. He said, I'm going to give you a son. I'm vowing that before I fail you, Abraham, I will destroy myself. That's how sure it is. So it is impossible for God to lie. Say that. Let yourself hear you say it. It is impossible for God to lie. Why should I consider anything else? God said, by his stripes, you were healed. Why are you considering anything else? Why are you? Have you heard what the doctor said? You heard what your feeling said. You heard what the neighbor said. You hear what they're thinking about you. They're looking at you. Why are you hopping? Because I'm hopping on my way to healing. Before the hop showed up, I was healed. Are you that sure? Are you that wishy-washy about your new birth, baptism, being born again? When I got saved, people, the devil tried to talk to me about what I didn't do. So I didn't do anything to earn my salvation. I just received it. And you need to tell yourself, I'm saved. I don't care what I do. I don't care what you understand what I mean by a saved person. Live like a saved person. I'm saved. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what somebody say about it. You have all these different kind of groups out there. They'll tell you, you ain't saved because you ain't been to my church. You ain't been baptized by us. And you're not saved. No, it's not based on what I hadn't read that in the scripture.